Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the weekend and another edition of Housing Information You Can Trust right here on AM 760 WJR with the Inside Outside Guys for the next 2 hours. My name is Ken Calverley, and I am the Outside Guy.
Good morning, everybody. Chuck Bridenstine, the Inside Guy. Thrilled to be with you on this late autumnal broadcast.
Late autumnal broadcast. You're going to bring it up right away, aren't you?
Well, I knew you would, so I just tried to beat you to the punch. It makes me feel big if I get there before you do.
You know, I was telling you off the air that the other night I'm outside at 8 o'clock at night and just thinking about, you know, 5 months or 6 months from now, how it'll be bright and sunny and 80 degrees.
Yeah, baby.
Where right now or last night at 8 o'clock, it was dark, windy, cold, flurries. It's amazing that, you know, one place can change weather so quick. However, what you're started to get in front of there is the winter solstice, right? And sure. To me, that is the start of my holiday season, which is the 21st of December, because that is the shortest day of the year. And I believe all the tribes and indigenous people years ago that celebrated that were right to do so. Because now, after that day, which is the 21st, every day we'll start getting a little bit lighter, a little bit later, and we're going to be on our way up. We have a couple tough months to get through first, but all good news, right, buddy?
It's about time your attitude improved. I know. You've been such a doom and gloom guy all these years.
So yeah, that's me. I'm an Eeyore, aren't I? Yeah.
I'm just letting you ramble. Yeah, you're doing a good job. Hey, I got to give a shout out to a young man I met this week. Went looking for a new truck, as you know.
Did you get it?
And
did
you get it? Quite by accident, ran into, he's a kid, but he's really good, really professional over at LaFontaine in Fenton. Adam Selman. Wanted to give a shout out to him because you and I, Lord knows, we run into enough people that we don't want to praise. We don't want to speak well of.
You're right. You're right. So did he sell you a new truck?
He did.
He did. He did.
He did a great job.
Did you get
diesel?
They had
a full inventory. You had mentioned that your son a year ago had bought a new truck and didn't get the chips, right?
Right.
The computer chips or whatever the heck they are.
So
that was one of my first questions. I said, you got a ton of inventory here. I said, is everything complete? Is everything? He said, Stellantis will not put a truck on our lot unless it's got everything in it.
Okay.
So that was pretty cool.
So you're driving around with some new wheels, eh?
I haven't driven it. I've been driving my old one. I'm so funny. I'm too cheap to put the miles on the new one yet, but I will today. I'll drive it today.
I get it. You know, it's funny. When I was younger, Chuck, you remember, I mean, new truck was a big deal. I mean, it was a big deal.
You're right.
And back then, we always upgraded. I mean, you knew me. When you first met me, I was driving the big 2500, 3500 series trucks.
I used to put my truck in the back of yours.
You did. Yeah. Or motorcycles, right? And now, Chuck, I want a truck that gets me from point A to point B without getting stuck and looks decent, okay? And that's all I'm looking for in my old age. That's it.
You know, the trucks you used to drive made you look single, and I think your wife made you change what you bought.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, I've never looked single since I was 21 years old. No, but my son still, he bought a truck back in January, still has not gotten the chip to use all the features in his radio, in his car seat heaters, a lot of things should have, but the new ones are getting them, but they're not taking care of the old customers.
That is wrong.
It is wrong. I agree.
I was not going to buy a truck unless it was complete and everything worked.
That's smart of you. Okay, what are we doing today, bud?
We got a great show.
Just tell people.
We've got a homeowner, a local family man who's a friend of the show, very well renowned, going to be calling in at 10:30, Sheriff Michael Bouchard. Every year we ask
Great
him
guy.
To spend a little time with our audience and update them on home security issues. You and I also thought, since Michael Bouchard was going to be talking about home security issues, we'd be talking a little more in-depth about carbon monoxide issues. We're all locked in the house, right?
Yes,
and
sir.
Radon issues and solutions and investigative things and precautions.
Are you going to try to scare people today, Chuck?
No.
Well, you got a sheriff on. You're talking about radon. You're talking about carbon monoxide. You're trying to scare people.
But, you know, just like your wife talking to you, you don't listen to me because the first word I used was solutions. We're going to have solutions.
Okay. Okay. All right. I'll let you get by.
Keep people safe. And how about a shout out to Mike Wheeler, WJR program director. He won a big award and was recognized for the great work he does by the state and national group. So that's pretty cool.
Congratulations, Mike.
Yeah. Very cool. So that's going to be our show. And then we're going to have people call in with any comments, questions, concerns they have specific to the issues they've got. You and I both have a sheet full of paper every show on topics we can talk about if people don't want to call.
We are always overprepared on Saturday. We get a list here. Whatever we don't get to Saturday, we get to on Sunday, and we never get through the list. That's one of the joys of having a partner. Hey, I want to remind people, keep an eye on that tree. If you've got a tree in your house right now, keep an eye and keep it watered, please. It is so important. If that tree gets too dry, there are so many people that put that Christmas tree in their house and it's out of sight, out of mind. I guess not out of sight. It's right there, but it's out of mind.
Sight. Yeah.
Well, it's so low. People just don't think about it. And it's safer. It is much, much, much safer if you keep that tree hydrated the whole time it's in your house. Let's say you have a fire somewhere else. A candle's too close. If it's properly hydrated, the tree, it's not going to catch on fire like it would if it needed water. So,
well, let me.
Please.
Sorry. I'm just going to share with the audience that you are so big on this issue that you even water your artificial trees.
That's pretty good, Chuck. It's early for you, too. That's pretty good.
I'm two coffees into it already, buddy.
Yeah, you can already smell the mold. Hey, for our listeners out there that have listened to the show for years, you know, Kearns Brothers has been a great sponsor of this show and WJR for years. And they've been in business over 30 years. And one thing we love about Kearns Brothers, Chuck, I know you love, is they give back, especially to military members.
Yeah, and they're an honest, ethical company that Ken and I trust to handle your roofing issues. So if you've got any concerns about your roof, give Kearns Brothers Roofing a call. Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. Hey, we want to remind everybody that your family could still be drinking, bathing, and cooking with water that has arsenic, lead, and PFAS in it. Even if you're on city water, the EPA does not monitor those things. These minerals can cause serious health problems for anyone who consumes enough of them over time. And remember, water can actually be brought into your body through your skin. So, you know, showers, baths, that kind of thing. The solution, of course, is Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions. Call today, get a free water test from them. Don't know why you wouldn't. It's free. It's free.
Good point. We do get a lot of emails about people's water. And
we do.
We refer them to Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions, and they take great care of them.
They've been a great partner. They do. You're right. They take good care of our listeners, and that's what you and I care about.
Absolutely. Hey, Dave Rieger just sent us something because we're talking about our good friends at Kearns and taking care of the military. When's the last time you watched a season of Survivor? It amazes me it's still on the air. I remember when that series first came out, it kind of captivated the whole country.
It did.
And it's amazed me it's still on. But the last season of Survivor, he donated $1 million to our vets. The gentleman who won it.
Well, here's an interesting little sidebar. That show, actually, that format came out before Survivor did under a different name.
Yeah. Yeah.
And one of my goddaughters, a niece of mine, was the first winner of that show.
Did she win $1 million?
She won $100,000, a new truck, and something else.
That'll work.
And that was, I mean, gosh, that was several years ago.
Pre-2000, probably.
You're right. It was really cool to see it, and it was a whole new concept at the time. And then, of course, it exploded, like you said.
Yeah, right. Oh, so Dave just also said that it just had its 43rd season just ended. Thanks, Dave. Wow, I know.
No.
I watched the first two.
That can't be right.
Yeah, I think you have more than one season in a year.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's changed, hasn't it? I mean, when I was a kid, a season for a show was, you know, like 27 episodes throughout the year or more than that, probably.
You're right. Interesting. Hey, we want people to stick around. Just a few minutes, we're going to have Sheriff Mike Bouchard come on. And this time of year, we get a lot of emails from homeowners. And they go something like this. I'm going to be leaving my house. Should I? Or what should I do? Now, that has to do with water, plumbing issues, leaving stuff on. But Sheriff Mike Bouchard comes on every year just to help help our listeners. A lot of snowbirds, a lot of people take off for the year, so they want to know exactly what they should do with their place before they leave, basically to secure it. And we're going to talk to Sheriff Mike Bouchard about that and some issues around your home that, you can make safer, whether it's a basement window or walkout basement, something like that.
Even while you're there, and I also want to ask him about, you know, this time of year, I have two daughters, you have a couple daughters, three, yeah. And you worry about them shopping. They go to the mall at 8 o'clock and it's pitch dark.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
And I know it sounds like a sexist thing to mention the daughters, but it is something that we as fathers worry about. And I think Michael's a family man as well. So I want to ask you about that.
Yeah, no, that's a great point, Chuck, because we can name off, if we thought about it hard enough or just Googled it, so many, I think one of the biggest problems is when people go out to their cars, especially this time of year, they're not paying attention. They're so used to everything being okay. Yeah. They're just looking at their phone as they walk out. And some real tragedies happen. We got to remember there's still evil out there and we got to be able to fight it. We need to fight it. And Sheriff Mike Bouchard is going to come on and help us with that as well.
Absolutely.
Right. And also, Chuck, talk you some issues when it comes to carbon dioxide.
That's funny. I was just thinking about that. And I think that's one of those, well, you talk about out of sight, out of mind. I mean, tasteless, colorless, odorless. The furnace is running this time of year. You know, in the summer when the air conditioning's running, you don't have that combustion going on inside your house. Now that the furnace is running, you've got combustion air. And one of the off gases of combustion is carbon monoxide. And if that's not properly exhausted, it can kill people. And it does. You and I sadly talk about that every year.
I've had two issues with it in my lifetime.
Both have you really?
Both at the same house.
Whoa.
The first one was the first year I moved into our house, there was oil heat, and we actually had oil delivered. And something happened to that furnace in the middle of the night one night, and we woke up to black stuff in our nose, black stuff around the vents. It was a soot that somehow came back into the house.
Did you have headaches? Were you
nauseous? Oh, yeah. And obviously, I shut it down, called my cousin out at the time, who was in the HVAC business, Joey Calverly, and he came out and put a propane, because where we were located, we were 2 miles down a dirt road. We didn't have any natural gas. So he put a propane furnace in. That lasted, I believe, around 9 years. And if you remember, I was selling that house, and I had one of our team partners come out and take a look and make sure it was safe to sell.
Oh, yeah.
And they found the heat exchanger had some holes in it, rusted holes.
Correct.
Yeah. So I had to replace it 9 years after I put it in before I moved out for the new homeowners that had a safe furnace. So those are the two issues I've had with it, even though at that point I had no idea. We had no symptoms. We even had a carbon monoxide detector that did not go off at the time.
Seriously, with a cracked heat exchanger?
Yep.
Now, when you
with a cracked, it was more rusted out at the bottom. It was the problem with it.
I know Pat Kelly told us about some units that tend to do that more than others.
And that was it.
Scary stuff. Yeah, where they crimp those heat exchangers to make the bends in them, you know, rather than actually welding pieces together. It can make a huge difference in how long they last if condensate gets in them. Let me ask you, though. You said when you had the oil burner, you did have symptoms. You woke up with headaches.
Oh, yeah.
Nausea.
Yep.
And people be aware of that. That's one of the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, or two of them, I should say.
It was right when we moved in. It was, right at the beginning of the heating season. So, if it might have been January, it could have been a lot worse. So, either way, we were fine. We got a new furnace that time. That's why it's so important, everybody, that you call people like CNC Heating and Cooling and Air Conditioning, Sharon's Heating and Air Conditioning, to come out and do a check on your units. So many people out there have problems and they don't know it. They're not trying to find anything. They just want to make sure that you have a safe heating and air conditioning system. And then when you need their services in the future, like CNC, Chuck, they do a $59 furnace tune-up.
That's crazy.
So if you've had a furnace for the last 5 years, why wouldn't you call them? It hasn't been touched. If it's running fantastic, why wouldn't you call them for $60 and have them come out and take a look at it?
Well, the safety issue we addressed.
Exactly.
You can actually gain efficiency by having a professional look at units like your condenser and your furnace, 20 to 30% sometimes.
Yeah.
And of course, extend the life of the appliance. So why wouldn't you take advantage of something like that and get on their radar? That's, you know, being on their radar if you ever have an emergency is really important to you as well.
You're right. And we've talked about this. Those are what's called a lost leader. They're not going to make anything when they come out of that. They're going to come out. They're going to show up on time. They're going to be professional. They're going to keep your house clean. They're going to show you how good they are. And then when they're done, they're going to put a sticker on your furnace. And when you have a problem, they want you to call them when you have an issue. Because a furnace is an appliance. And people don't realize eventually you have a problem with every appliance in your home. So why not get it looked at before you have that issue?
You know, as long as you bring that up, I also was reviewing Consumers Energy and DTE appliance insurance programs just for kicks this week. And I got to tell you, those are so inexpensive. They do a great job with those.
Another email we get a ton of. What do you guys think about the consumers and DTE energy programs? And yeah, we always send back. You're right, Chuck. I always send back. We like them a lot.
Oh, they give you like 15 different choices. You know, you can buy very little for very little money, or you can buy full coverage for reasonable money. I've never looked at those and thought that they were overpricing the insurance, you know.
I agree. And that's exactly what it is. It's an insurance.
Yeah.
An insurance policy. If something goes wrong, they'll come out and help take care of it right away.
Everything in your kitchen, your furnace, your condenser, it's worth looking at. And all you got to do is go to the respective website. So if you're a Consumers Energy customer, go to the Consumers Energy website. You'll find it. It's easy.
Yep.
Easy to enroll. And I think they just make it a part of your monthly statement.
You know? Yep. And then, you know, the websites are so easy to get to. All these companies make things so easy to get to. Hey, Chuck, recently saw a report of the top 12 states to live in the United States. You ready?
Okay.
Alaska, Washington, Idaho, Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan, New York, Vermont, Maine, and Massachusetts. New Hampshire, I'm sorry.
They're all northern. That's interesting.
Yeah, those are the top states in the country to live in.
Now, to live in from the perspective of safety or making a living, getting a good education, having a good trade to go into, do you know what the criteria were?
Yeah. They're just naming the top 12 states in the United States.
To live in. Michigan.
Didn't say anything about living in. Just said the top 12 states in the United States.
I don't get it.
I know you don't. I bet a lot of people do, though.
Oh, you got me.
I got you. I didn't get you. It's on the Inside Outside Guys Facebook page. A lot of people get it. We got a lot of comments on that. Who says? So many people are like, you got to be kidding me.
I mean, you started with Alaska, but you know what? I'm thinking all those states are probably just beautiful states with a lot of, you know, great nature around them. You know, so I was, you got me.
Not in January.
Hey, coming up, we're going to have the sheriff of one of the largest sheriff offices in the country talking to us about personal safety and home safety.
You're right. And you always hear the Inside Outside guys talk about Basement Plus and what a beautiful job they do on people's basements, whether you want it dried and then finished. Well, they just won the Gold Medal Award for the 2022 Home Builders Association Basement Finishers of the Year. Congratulations to Basement Plus. With over 80 years of combined housing experience, the Inside Outside Guys are your one-stop shop source for any and all of your housing needs 24/7 at theinsideoutsideguys.com or on Facebook. Chuck, every year at theinsideoutsideguys.com, we start getting questions about a lot of snowbirds who are leaving for the year and they want to know how to keep their house safe. And you set up the perfect person to come on and help our listeners with that. Can you introduce this gentleman, please?
You know, he's the 2022 Sheriff of the Year. He oversees 1,400 employees on a daily basis. as the leader of one of the largest sheriff's offices in the country, but he's also a homeowner and a family man. And I think that's why we like him so much. He's been a fan and a friend of the show, and we are fans of his as well. Sheriff Michael Bouchard, thank you for being with us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, you guys. I appreciate it.
Oh, we're thrilled. We really are. We appreciate you and all that your people do on a daily basis. But today we're going to focus on safety for our listeners. And your girl, Sandy, who, by the way, is worth twice whatever you pay her, said that you've got all kinds of great information for our listeners on that topic.
Yeah, she's worth triple. yeah, she's a great person. So obviously there's a lot going on this time of year. A lot of people are shopping, electronically using the internet, and they're going to shopping malls and stores and hopefully our small businesses as well. And so a couple things to think about on certainly the shopping front to be safe. There's different tactics for different venues. If you're shopping online, make sure you're on the actual website of whatever company you're seeking to find. So if you're not sure, like lots of times spam or phishing emails will come out and they'll have a link and they'll look like a real company or a real business. And they'll mirror site kinds of that look, but there'll be a site to hack your information and take your data. So make sure you're on the actual site. You can Google before you go to a site to make sure you get their direct connect site. And when you're making a purchase, make sure the little hasp, it's like a padlock, is up in the top of your bar, of your actual address bar, your search bar, so that it's a secured transaction between your computer and their computer. And then when you're done, close your browser and empty out the cache and make sure that all that goes away. So it's not just housed there in case there is a breach of your computer at a later date, all that stuff just sitting there. So that's important. A lot of different email attacks are very common these days. It's unbelievable how much junk comes into your email box trying to get you to shop for something at what is not a real site to try to get your personal information. That's the biggest crime of the shopping season is identity theft. And then and the same is true at shopping malls, you know, those kinds of things. I'll go into that. Go ahead.
Once someone has an issue, once they've given their contact information away or someone's captured that information, at that point, is there a lot that the sheriff's office can do to help them?
Well, if they haven't been violated criminally yet, but they think they may have had their stuff breached, that's when they just have to put themselves on a little higher alert. You should contact the credit reporting bureaus and put your make sure you're monitoring that. I put a freeze on, and I suggest people put a freeze on their credit for inquiries. That way, you know, lots of times if they get your information, they try to open an account, a credit card or something in your name, and you may not even know about it unless you're monitoring your credit or put a freeze on your credit.
Great advice.
How do you do that, Sheriff?
There's primarily a number of big credit bureaus. You can Google credit bureaus and it'll come up with the list of the big ones, and you can contact them selectively or all of them and just put a freeze on it so that if an inquiry is made, somebody's trying to open an account, a credit card, you know, then you're at least have one layer of protection, and then keep an eye on that. You can actually pay it for an annual credit report kind of watch, a credit watch from these different TransUnion and other kinds of credit bureaus. Because think about what in your mailbox, you probably get the same thing I get. You get, you're pre-approved, those kinds of things. So all somebody's got to do is take that out of your mailbox and fill it out, but change the address and have it come to them. And next thing you know, there's a credit card open in your name and under all of your information, but somebody else is out spending on it.
Is it worth your while, in your opinion, to subscribe to the services like the LifeLocks and those things?
If you're not doing it yourself, if you're not really watching every credit card transaction, if you're not checking your credit score or you haven't put a freeze on your credit, if you want somebody else to do it, that it's not a bad thing. But you can do it yourself if you don't want to spend the money. Just, you know, whatever your time and tolerance is.
Yeah, you mentioned people can go to these credit agencies and get an alert on their phone anytime someone inquires on their credit that I'm sure they can respond, stop. So that's right. that's a great idea.
Yeah, and if you have credit cards, make sure, you know, you put alerts on those too. Like, for example, on all of my stuff, if the credit card is not present, I get an instant alert. So that if somebody has captured your credit card number and information and then they're using it to buy over the internet or something, you get notified. And that's an important tip that you can do with your existing credit card companies. One of the largest identity theft rings that we busted here in Oakland County actually started at a Gap store, where an individual would get your physical credit card when you were at the counter and say, hey, you know, check out those sweaters over in aisle 2. They're on sale today. But he had your credit card, and the person would write down, you know, the information, the credit card and the expiration and the security code, and you'd complete your transaction, and he'd hand your credit card back, and you wouldn't even know that that information been captured. And out of this notebook of series of credit cards, he was selling those to other people. And it came to our attention when someone was trying to utilize credit to buy a car up at a car dealership in the western part of the county. Our auto theft unit actually was the first to come across how widespread it was. They'd been traveling to Chicago on these credit cards and trying to buy cars, and then, you know, not paying the notes and just destroying people's credit, and people had their credit cards in their wallet or purse and didn't even know they'd been violated yet.
Wow, that's scary.
And you just explained in today's day and age, it doesn't need to happen.
Yeah, and that's why I said, you know, if you get an alert if your credit card not present, that's instantaneous, and you can call your credit card company and say, that's not me. Or, you know, it is you or somebody else in the family that's getting a little busy. But at least you're on top of it. So there's lots of ways you can do it yourself.
Sheriff, what about in Oakland County? You got two, I mean, you got a lot of miles, but two of the biggest, Somerset, Great Lakes Crossing. What are things people should be concerned about when shopping this time of year? Is pickpocketing and stuff like that still a big issue?
It's a thing, but the bigger thing is larceny from autos, you know, your cars. Lots of cars are left, believe it or not, unlocked in the parking lot, or they smash a window and just reach in and grab something. Don't leave your valuables. You know, if you're shopping all day and you're going store to store or different malls, don't leave them exposed in the back. If you can put it, if you have a trunk, put it in the trunk. If you don't have a trunk or don't have the ability, then throw a blanket over or something. Just don't make it super attractive. I remember I did a little bit with a friend of mine, Rupe Raj from Fox 2, once pre-shopping. I said, you'd be amazed at how many people just kind of make themselves a target for this. So we were walking around a shopping mall parking lot, and within 4 minutes, we had looked in 3 cars where there was purses on the front seat, or, you know, unwrapped presents, obviously a whole bunch of valuable presents sitting in the back seat. One car actually had a purse that was on the front seat. It was open, and you could see the wallet and money in it.
Jeepers.
It was like, you know, and 2 or 3 of the cars were unlocked. So, you know, make sure you're locking your cars. Make sure you're trying to not leave valuables exposed. Make sure you take certainly your purse or wallet with you, or lock it in the trunk if you're not going to take it with you for whatever reason. And also know where you are. Here's the other thing. Lots of times what you might see is a purse snatch. You know, we've seen those kind of things where people are walking out, their head down, they're not aware of their surroundings, and someone just runs by and peels their purse off of them. So, you know, be situationally aware. Know where you park. Walk with purpose. Keep your head up. Don't be on your phone. You know, for a variety of reasons, not just you're more likely to be a criminal victim if you're not aware and people can come up from behind. But also people, because they're on their phone and they're so unaware of their surroundings, are walking into traffic more. We have pedestrian accidents have, you know, slowly over the course of smartphone age have spiked. And people are getting, you know, hit by cars because they're walking into traffic because they're
unbelievable.
Helping. Yeah. So situational awareness is probably one of the most important things when you're going anywhere outside your home. to know what's going on, what's around you, where you're parked. If you're parking and you're going to come out of the mall or the store late, park under a light that will come on and illuminate you when you're coming out. Always good idea to shop with somebody else if you can. If you can't, just be, again, a little more situational aware and let that inner voice talk to you. You know, we all have that, and something doesn't feel right. And if you're coming out, if, let's say you're a woman alone and you're coming out and somebody's hanging around your car and you feel uncomfortable going to your car, then don't. Take the extra 5 minutes, go back in, wait a few minutes, and if that person's still there, call security or police and say, I feel uncomfortable. This person's hanging by my car.
And yeah, always look in the back seat of your car before you get in the car, especially after you're shopping. Sheriff, can you stick around for another 15 minutes? Let's talk about around the house when we get back. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be right back here with Sheriff Michael Bouchard. And speaking of Oakland County, in Pontiac, right on Cesar Chavez Highway, is a phenomenal showroom. If you're thinking about new windows, new doors, new garage doors, unbelievably efficient products. You want to make sure you contact, Clarkston Window and Door. Good morning. Welcome back to the Inside Outside Guys. We're talking to Sheriff Mike Bouchard right now. And Chuck, you made a comment. You said it many times on the air when you were building houses. And a lot of times you're building houses for single ladies. There is one thing that they really didn't want that most people did want. Explain that real quick, please.
Yeah, it was a fascinating thing to discover that a lot of these single professional women did not want a walkout basement. They wanted windows down there. They wanted to be able to finish a space, but they didn't want doors because they considered it to be a potential breach, which was fascinating. Sheriff Michael Bouchard, head of Oakland County, and the guy that sees all this stuff on a regular basis, probably sadly rather than in a good way. How do you feel about that stuff, Mike?
Yeah, I mean, obviously anything that's out of, let's say, your neighbor's vision or that's not exposed to somebody driving by and seeing, so that would fit the bill of a backyard walkout. Unless you secure it properly, I can understand why they'd be anxious. I know a lot of women don't like to have their bedroom or any of that kind of situation, whether it's an apartment or a home, on the first floor because the window's right there and it's accessible. So there's vulnerability that comes with, you know, obviously being on the first floor, having those kinds of doors. But there's ways to secure it too. And there's also things you can do to add an extra layer. And you don't have to spend a ton of money. There's a lot of different camera systems. You know, you've got Ring and Arlo's and all of those kinds of things. And a lot of those you can set up so that they actually tell you if there's any movement by it. So, you know, I have layered cameras and different kinds of approaches that I put out. And then I have them set, you know, whether it's Google Home or Alexa, they can actually say motion by the back door, you know, in that backyard. It can tell you inside the house that something's moving back there, in addition to having motion lights. So you can layer different things to give you heads up if something's going on in your backyard and a little more peace of and quiet so that you feel a little more comfortable if something starts to approach that door or that window. You know, you'll be notified. And then there's ways to do, you know, an alarm system on your own or have companies. So whatever your anxiety level is, you can really step it up in terms of protecting yourself. And that goes to doors and windows and making sure you don't have a lot of overgrowth and shrubbery that blocks doors so neighbors can see your front door. If, you know, lots of times you've got overgrown landscaping, your neighbors can't see that somebody's right behind a door, you know, trying to breach your front door or side door. So, you know, there's a lot of ways you can deal with home security, but you've got to do it as your customer did while you're building or when you're renovating. That's the moment in time to make some of these safety and security choices that will make you feel more comfortable and enjoy your home more.
Sheriff, two questions. One, we're being a bit sexist, so we'll ask you.
You are.
I'm sorry. If in your experience, women are a more vulnerable target. And then second, we had a Florida listener during the break tell us that the large energy company down there, Duke Energy, there were people impersonating employees and knocking on doors to gain access to houses. Do you see either of those issues, the women or the impersonators?
Well, obviously, you know, women are target of a lot more kinds of, you know, personal sexual attacks and assaults typically than men. Obviously, there's a lot of attacks on men too, but when you're talking about generically, statistically, It's understandable how they're a little more anxious about that because they tend to be more targeted for certain crimes. Okay. And more vulnerable to those kinds of things. So, you know, you want to make sure you're taking steps, again, to protect yourself, to be situationally aware, to have your home and things secured, to know, again, your car, as you said, look in the back seat before, but as you're approaching it, look around to make sure that no one's lying in wait as you approach your car. I mean, situational awareness, I can't talk about enough, is one of the best ways to see something coming before it's upon you. And then just vacate the area. You know, that's one of the best ways to stay safe is not find yourself trapped in that situation.
So I love the line you used earlier, walk with purpose.
And safety. Yeah. But everybody, you know, man or woman needs to think about personal safety and security. I mean, quite frankly, it's a dangerous time in a lot of ways. And so having your house secure and having that awareness, having whatever security level that you feel comfortable with and can afford is really important to have that peace of mind and enjoy your home and enjoy that downtime. So
how about seniors, Sheriff?
Seniors are typically subjected to a lot of the scams and frauds, and lots of times those are seasonal. In the summer, you know, we've talked about this together in the past, that a lot of the blacktop scams or the end of the year, it gets into the roofing scams because they know a senior can't climb up in the roof. So they'll say, hey, you know, we were in a neighborhood and just did a job for your neighbor, which is false. We can pop up on your roof and check it, no cost, and let you know if there's any issues. And they walk around and make a lot of noise up there for a minute. They come down, holy cow, it's lucky we're here. You know, your valley's got some really big problems. Come winter, you're going to have ice dams and it's going to, you know, cause you water damage. And since we're here, you know, we'll give you this today only, and it's a scam. You know, then they go up and they bang on the roof for a few minutes and maybe an hour or so, and they have lunch up there because they don't feel at all concerned you're going to get up there and look or inspect their work, rightfully so, because that's not something a senior should be doing, climbing up a ladder and getting on a roof. And then they come down and say, you owe us XYZ, and they've done nothing. So, you know,
right.
never open your door to somebody you don't know or didn't call. Don't be afraid to call the police if somebody's at your door and you don't know who it is and they won't identify themselves. Opening your door is not mandatory by any stretch.
I like
right,
that.
Right. And Sheriff, you mentioned neighbors. You know, it takes a village to raise the children, and it takes neighbors and community to keep it safe. So the recommendation I'm sure you're going to say is talk to your neighbors, keep an eye out for your neighbors. If you have an elderly neighbor, check on them every once in a while. And if you see somebody up on their roof, when they leave, take a walk over and ask what's going on.
Yeah, no question. You know, look after each other is always the best rule of thumb because – you know, you can't see everything, especially if you're working in their home during the day or vice versa. You know, if you're looking after each other and being a good neighbor, it makes the whole community much more safe and secure. And for the law enforcement community, we know we can't be everywhere, number one. And number two, even if we're there, we wouldn't know necessarily that car doesn't belong in that driveway. You know, what is that doing there? If we drive down the street, we don't know that, but a neighbor goes, huh? What is that car doing up in the driveway? I think that whole family's off to work or school today. You know it. Yep. Give us a call. Yep. We'd rather check out 1,000 nothings than miss one real deal.
Okay, that was the last question we were going to ask. Are you good if people call you in a situation like that just to put you on notice of a concern?
Absolutely. We check out thousands of suspicious vehicles, persons, or circumstances every day. You know, it's important because those are the calls that you're going to actually find something that, okay, this isn't right, and it's going to lead you someplace. That is very often where we find a serial burglar is, you know, now hammering a neighborhood or things like that.
Sheriff, Ken and I think the world of what you and your staff do Amen. For us on a daily basis, and we thank you and all of your people. Can we get you back here maybe at the start of summer to kind of reiterate some of this?
Absolutely. Happy to.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, Sheriff Mike Bouchard. Thank you so much for coming on.
God bless you, Michael.
My pleasure. And same to you guys. Thank you. Appreciate your work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, listen, you heard Sheriff Mike Bouchard say it. If you want some cameras, some alarms, some way to help your house be secure.
Motion lights.
Maybe a standby generator so when you're gone, stuff comes on. If you lose power, we got a great company for you. It's Lake Point Electric for all your electrical needs. Call Lake Point Electric.
888-654-GUYS.
Let's start out by thanking Sheriff Bouchard again. And one thing he did say, which I love the phrase he said, is walk with purpose. Yep. You know, when you're outside at dark, walk with purpose. Know where you're going. Keep your eyes open. You know, this is a time of year that we want to make sure stays safe more than anything else. And he also made a comment, a lot of the fixes you can do to make yourself safer around your home are inexpensive.
They really are. The motion lights, I'm a huge believer in that. Thieves don't want to work in the dark, in the light.
Right.
They want to work in the dark. And if you have those blind sides, usually the back of your house, we used to do that for those women you mentioned. We would put motion detecting spots up in the soffits, and they would light up the backyard like you could play a football game backyard back there, and people loved them.
Woman I mentioned, I don't know what you're talking about. I didn't mention any woman.
And also, walking with purpose, I've always believed in that, you know, just being aware of your surroundings. And I used to assume everybody did it, but people don't. I mean, him talking about people walking into traffic because they're focused on their phone.
You laughed.
Because I can't believe people. I'm sorry. I can't believe anybody would be that stupid. And I don't mind saying that on the radio. That is insane. Put your phone away. Be aware of what's around you. And walk with deliberation, for heaven's sakes. I just can't believe it. When I hear that, I go, no.
Yes, really, Chuck. Yes, really. Hey, one more reminder, because a lot of people come in and out, want to remind people to water their Christmas trees. Please, very important that you keep those hydrated this time of years. All right, we're going to take your phone calls, along with talking about an issue this time of year, Chuck, when we get back from this next caller, about radon. Should people be concerned? Should they be scared? We'll talk about that in just a few minutes. In the meantime, let's talk to our friend Greg from Shelby. Good morning, Greg. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, you guys, Mr. Positive. Hey, that was a great interview with Mr. Bouchard. Fantastic. And you are so right, you guys. Everyone is so immersed with their cell phones that you go to gyms, they sit on the machines for hours, and all they do is play with their phones. You are right. I almost hit somebody walking because they were looking at their phone walking across the street, and you're thinking, are they going to stop and look up, or are they going to get hit me going 40 miles an hour and being splattered all over the unbelievable. Unbelievable. People wake up, and like my buddy said, live life with deliberation. Don't be so immersed in the phones. Oh, geez. But that was a great interview. Sorry to get off on a tangent. Merry Christmas to everybody. Real quick, the insulation numbers that you see on the insulation, what do they mean?
Arr.
That's cute. You little arr. Hey, and congrats to Michael Wheeler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good man. He's a hard worker. He does a great job for the Cumulus stations here in Detroit.
Yes, the owner. Yes, he does.
The R is the first letter in resistance, and we want to think of resistance to heat transfer, because heat will go to cold. The natural state of all things is cold, and they need constant energy to heat up, so heat will seek cold. Heat will move to cold. So good thermal insulation resists the movement of heat, whether from the outside in the summer or the inside out in the winter.
And that's where the value, the R value you hear in insulation comes from, whether it be R19, R30, keep going. Our attics right now are supposed to be R49, if I remember right, Chuck.
Yeah, that's what they're saying to us. And it's not a straight line representation either. In other words, R14 isn't just twice as effective as R7. It
right.
is actually proportionally higher than that. But the higher the R value, the better the thermal insulator.
Whoa. Very didactic, you guys. Have a beautiful Christmas, and may all your dreams come true. And I'm sure they have. You're beautiful.
God bless you, they have.
Okay, Chuck. What does it mean, didactic?
you and I are living the dream, right?
Right? I mean, he took Chuck's big word of the day and put didactic in there. That's normally what you do.
I thought diligent was really a better word. Didn't you?
Yes. Yes. It's too hard. Hey, listen, our phone lines are open for anyone who wants to give us a call and ask any questions. 888-654-GUYS, which equals 888-654-4897. And Chuck, this is the time of year we start reminding people of some great Christmas presents that people can give each other through our team partners. And we have a team partner that Mike Pierce and I met with this week, Kevin Rubin and Zach over there at Bath Planet. And I got to tell you, if you have one of those bathrooms that's been the same since 1949, maybe some pink tile, maybe a green tile, and you want to change the look in a day, contact Bath Planet. Their acrylic bathtubs are absolutely beautiful, look better than the real stuff. They really do. So if you're thinking about a new bathroom, contact Bath Planet.
And they're easy to clean.
Amen to that.
No kidding. You mentioned Christmas. By the way, the didactic person would be a person like you and I that is intending to teach people things, or like Sheriff Michael Bouchard.
You had to look it up, didn't you?
How about, no, actually, that's one of those words. Luckily, it was related to teaching. But yeah, I would normally have to, anything that's got three syllables other than my last name, I'd have to look up. A good Christmas gift.
Yes.
Might be short-term radon testing devices or long-term radon testing devices or even the continuous monitoring radon devices.
I agree. We have a lot of people, not only radon, because I don't think people realize radon testing devices are pretty easy to get. Most of the county health departments have those available to their residents. So you want to check that out. But let's talk about more ways to keep you safe while you're inside your home when we get back from break, Chuck. And if radon, let's say 4 picocuries is the scale. What if someone is at a 5 and they don't want to put that big passive system in? What can they do?
I know. First of all, we would tell someone, where did you take that test? And I mean, if you took it right next to your sump pump,
right,
and the federal threshold is 4 picocuries per liter and you got a 5, I wouldn't panic. I would do longer term testing, and we can talk about that more when we come back, because there's different ways to validly test that air in your house and the radon content than just sticking a short term canister by the sump pump.
Well, how about a new basement floor by Motor City Floors and Coatings? You have Motor City come in and coat that floor. There is nothing that's going to seep up from that floor at that point.
And radon does come in to your house through the basement floor in most cases.
And Motor City Floors and Coatings will give you a 15-year warranty if you call them today.
Welcome back, everybody. Appreciate you being with us. I want to remind you the phone lines are open for the balance of today's show at 888-654-4897. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions, comments, or concerns.
Yep. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, and hopefully have, you know there is only one thing Chuck and I charge for us being here every morning, and that's for you to spread the word about the Inside Outside Guys to all your family and friends. And you are. Every month, our numbers are going up. We're getting more visitors to our website. We're getting new likes on the Facebook page every day. So we are here for you. You be here for us. It's a good deal. Good friendship.
Be proactive too, because we're getting emails now on the cusp of 2 years of a great economy, where people are getting taken advantage of by some bad contractors. There are some out there.
Yes, sir.
And we've got contractors that are dealing with some bad homeowners too. But if you've got a major project going and you're not dealing with one of our recommended people, get hold of a good attorney that knows the building business. Not all attorneys know the building business. We've got 3 of them we regularly recommend to people that know the business, and that's a big difference. And have them review your contracts. That can be huge if you get into a job and then have a problem.
Great advice, partner. Very good advice. Yeah, and we said our professional at the InsideOutsideGuys.com, our team partners, there's not one of them we would not let work on our own personal homes. We trust them as much as you, the listeners, trust the inside, right?
Yeah.
So, Chuck, 100%. We got into the subject of of radon. You know, there are so many things when people start closing up their houses, they're not having the windows open this time of year, that they need to be concerned about. And radon is one of them. And there's a certain area in the state of Michigan, more so the south, the southern part of Michigan, southwestern counties. And you can easily find a map of what counties those are. They have higher levels of radon in them. And if you live in those counties, definitely get it checked out.
Yeah, and we started to talk. You asked me, you know, the threshold level is 4 picocuries per liter. And what if someone does a test and gets 5 or 6 or 7? Yeah. And the thing is, you should be testing at the lowest level that you occupy on a regular basis, because that's the concern. Nobody that I know of lives next to their sump pump, even during the week. Right. And that's where the highest readings are likely to come from. So we tell people, test, you know, throughout the living area, the occupied area of your home, as well as in that basement. And if you've got, for instance, you're getting higher readings at the sump pump, but you're not really getting high readings anywhere else, buy an airtight lid for the sump crock. You know, for $25-$30, you've solved the problem, you know.
Yeah, good point. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. If you have any questions, give us a call now. So, Chuck, if I've got a 5, let's say I have a 5 reading, and understand, people, when you buy a new house, most instances, and if not, we would suggest that you insist on it, the house you're purchasing, make sure you get a radon test. I know Terry Russell from Blessed Assurance Home Inspections, he's going to give you a radon test if he inspects your house.
A lot of real estate brokers are mandating that.
Right.
Yeah, especially as the market slows down and cools a little bit and people aren't ignoring all that stuff when they buy houses.
You're right. So if you get the reading, we said it earlier, something like a Motor City Floors and Coatings, by them putting that coating over top of that basement floor, nothing else is going to penetrate through that basement floor. They're going to go all the way, and we mean all the way to the wall. If you go downstairs and look at your basement right now, the basement floor, where it meets the wall, very, very high likelihood that you got a little gap in there. And when we're talking maybe hundreds, 200ths of an inch. That should be caulked. You should go all the way around the exterior of your house where the basement floor meets the wall and caulk the whole thing. That will stop any, that'll help stop any radon coming up from those areas. A good polyurethane is a great caulk to use for that, but that'll stop anything from penetrating there. If you have any cracks in your basement floor, clean and caulk those cracks as well.
Yep. And you can buy short-term tests, you know, for $30, $20, and you can buy long-term continuous monitoring devices that are 12 volt. They plug in,
right?
But they will tell you, at least in the area that you place them, on a regular basis, what you've got in terms of picocuries per liters, if it's a 2 or a 4 or a 10. And those are about $130 to $150 online. There might be some local big box stores that carry those. I don't know. There might be some local hardware, some good Ace hardwares that stock them.
So Chuck, you're buying a house.
Yeah.
Your home inspector does a radon test and it comes back at 10, level of 10 picocuries per liter. Is that going to eliminate the house for you? Are you going to say, nope, moving on to the next house?
It's not.
Okay. What would you do if you're the homeowner at that point?
I would do the things you talked about. And again, my first question is, where did you test and how did you test? What time of year did you test?
Yes.
All of that makes a difference. But radon is a fairly simple thing. I mean, at the very worst case, to put a mitigation system in that's electrically powered with a 12-volt fan, you're going to spend $1,000 to $2,500.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. You know, I remember they were about $1,500 probably 5-6 years ago, but with inflation, I think you're spot on there. Yep.
So they try to go below the slab into the soils immediately beneath the slab with a Schedule 40 plastic pipe. And you could, in a really large basement, you could do it in a couple locations. And those fans literally try to draw out radon from underneath the slab before it can get into the house.
Hey, we're going to talk more about radon and issues with your house when we get back from break. Taking your phone calls at 888-654-4897. We're going to talk to Becky from Lansing when we get back from break.
Right. Yeah, we want to remind everybody, if you're not getting water away from the house. This is the time of year you've got to talk to someone like Atlas Home Improvement about new gutters, new downspouts, and gutter protection.
888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Give us a call for any and all of your housing questions, just like Becky from Lansing did. Good morning, Becky. You're on with the guys on WJR.
Good morning. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a problem. I have a home built in 71. It's got the cement block, basement. One quarter of it has a finished room. And essentially, it's cold. And I've decided I wanted to do something as far as insulation. And had a company by the name of Infinity Home Improvement come out last week. And they claim that they have a paint that they mix some type of an insulation solution, I don't know, with it. And they paint it on the wall, and it insulates the bricks. Is this true?
To what value?
Exactly.
R1.
If I say 19, does that make any sense?
No.
No?
No.
Okay, well, shocked. I can't tell you.
That would be some unbelievable technology we haven't heard of.
Yeah, there are paints. Go ahead. Go ahead, Becky.
No, this is what the agent told me. We are the only company that has this product. You will not be able to find it anywhere else. And that made me skeptical right then and there.
What was the name of the product?
She didn't give me the name of the product. She just said it was a chemical that Infinity had that they used to mix into paint that act as an insulation barrier for concrete blocks.
Yeah, we've seen ceramics that are used, and they will provide an R value. Any really good paint would have some kind of R value, but this, you know, you can get an R1 to an R2. They have some that mix expanded polystyrene pieces. If you look at a typical styrofoam coffee cup, it's made up of little tiny balls of styrofoam, if you will, EPS yes. styrofoam. And there are companies that are mixing that in a paint and applying it, you know, so it's a thicker, semi-textured surface that might give you a slight R value as well.
Yeah. Is it really of any value, though?
Myself as well.
It better be real cheap. If you go buy a cheap thermometer, your basement walls effectively this time of year, the top 3 to 4 feet of that wall is going to be the same temperature as the outside. So if you're putting an R2 or 3 on it, you're probably not going to notice a lot of benefit in the room. Heat is still going to be, you know, moving outside, you know, as fast as you can put it in that room. And really the best thing you can do, even in the short term, is maybe glue styrofoam sheets, R5, R7 sheets to the wall.
Chuck, I've got to believe with all the conversations we've had with Mike McFarland, or McFarland Painting, that we would have heard about this. And this is something we have not heard of. And if you talk to this person again, Becky, please give them our number, give them our email. We would like to know more about this because it'd be some pretty amazing stuff if it really goes to R19.
If it does, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah, right.
No, the price was over $4,000.
I figured it was kind of incredible. I figured it was expensive, and for $4,000, for less than $4,000, you could put a legitimate wall frame in there with insulation in it and drywall on it, and really slow down the heat conduction, you know, to the outside.
Thank you. I'm so glad I called you. I knew I could rely on you for good information.
Stay in touch, and
appreciate your show.
The email, Becky, if you want. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Becky. Good call. That's what we're here for.
Okay. All right,
let's stick to the phones and talk to Larry in Livonia. Good morning, Larry. You're on with the guys.
Yes, good morning, guys. I got a question for you regarding the faucets in my house, and the aerators get this black sediment on the aerators. And I can tell when I turn the faucet on how it'll squirt out in different directions. I take the aerator off and I soak it in that CLR, put it back on, it'll be clear for a while. Then within a week or so, I get the black sludge again on the aerators. And I don't know where it's coming from.
Just pop that in your mouth. It's good for you.
Oh, stop it, Chuck.
I'm kidding. It's probably magnesium.
That is good for you.
yeah, and you do need it. I drink colloidal minerals every day, minerals in suspension, but I don't eat the magnesium out of them. I've got one faucet. It's funny. In our master bathroom, we have a counter with double sinks. My wife has hers. I have mine. Her sink gets no magnesium. Mine does in the aerator, just like Larry was talking about. And you associate that with the fact that everything on Earth has either a positive or negative charge. And we know from, what fourth grade science class, that opposite charges attract. So if your faucet has a negative charge and the ions that are magnesium in suspension in that water have an opposite charge, they will build up on the faucet, in this case, the aerator. So it's one of those things. You can either call Beauchamp Water Treatment Solutions and have all of that stuff taken out of your water as it comes into the house, or you can clean the aerator every month.
Okay, so it's because I don't see it coming out in the water. If I take a glass of water, it doesn't come out into the water that I can see any of that blacks up. It just coagulates on the aerator.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I know. You won't see black water. You'll just see that it'll... No. In some cases, it builds up on your pipes. In some cases, people get iron that does that on their fixtures, maybe on three fixtures in the house, but not on the other four. And you see calcium, iron, and magnesium tend to be the three most common minerals in suspension that will accumulate on a plumbing fixture in a house. And okay. The best way to eliminate them is to filter them out.
Okay, because I know at one time I did talk to one plumber about it, and he mentioned that he thought it was coming from the black washers that are in the aerator. They start to break down, and as a matter of fact, when you take the black washer out of the aerator, it's all black stuff gets all over your hands.
Rubber washer.
Had that happen?
Yeah, rubber,
many
black
times.
Rubber washer.
Yeah.
And he was saying if you change those washers out to the copper, the brown, the other colored like washer, that may help.
Nylon and neoprene. Yeah, I personally wouldn't see that as a solution, but it sure can't hurt to try, because you're going to have new washers on the faucet. It's going to operate better anyway.
Right. Okay. Thanks for your help today.
Hey, we appreciate your call.
Thank you very much. 888-654-GUYS equals 888-654-4897. Chuck, we mentioned, we're talking a little bit about taking care of your house. We, every year this time of year, get an email, people asking, they're leaving for the wintertime, they're heading south, and they want to know what they should do with their house. Should they turn all the water off, or should they leave the heat on? And our recommendation for most people is to leave that heat on. Do not drain the water, because it seems like we've talked about this before, that whenever that happens, it's inevitable you're going to have problems if you keep draining your water every wintertime. Agreed?
It seems to be the issue. And we do believe, leave your heat on. It doesn't take much. All you got to do is keep the house above freezing. We talk about, what was it, 2 or 3 weeks ago, our article in the Homestyle section of the Friday edition of the Detroit News addressed this very issue and gave people tips on what to do. But leaving the heat on is number one. Leaving doors open under any plumbing fixture, cabinet doors, so that air can circulate in there, heated air, was a big part of that. And it's pretty simple.
Yeah, and 10 years ago, 12 years ago, there was a lot of proof out there that you do not want to shut all the power off in your house. You do not want to shut the power off, the heat, because as the housing crisis hit and there are so many abandoned housings happen, if you go into a house, a perfectly good house, that's the heat's been turned off all winter long, you're going to walk in there and see all sorts of consequences from that weather inside the house. Cracks in the corners, cracks where the drywall meets, things move and shift. So we really believe you want to keep the inside of your house above freezing at all times. Agreed, Chuck?
I agree 1,000%. Yeah, squeaky floors, doors yeah. that don't, and windows that don't operate properly when you've let the house go through a cycle like that. And this assumptively talks to houses that are wood frame houses, but that's 99.9% of our housing stock. So I feel pretty comfortable telling people that. And also shut off your main water supply if you have any concerns. You know, so leave the heat on, leave those doors open, shut off the main water supply. So if you do have a break or a breach, it's going to be extremely limited.
Or if you're on a well at home, just hit that breaker for that well.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you do have a breach, I told this years ago, a buddy of mine had his neighbor. He had a cottage up in West Branch on Lake Ogemon. His buddy called him and said, you have water coming out of the bottom of your house. Because he did not do that. He had the breach, and it just ran and ran and ran, then froze and created all sorts of problems. So do your best to mitigate any possible damages while you're out of town.
We had a situation in our lake house about 15 years ago-ish.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
And luckily, the local water supplier, we're on a city water supply up there, noticed that a lot of water was being used. They sent a guy out. He heard the water running in what he knew was when I say vacant, no one was there at the time, home. And they shut off our main water supply and contacted us. But by that time, 50,000 gallons of water had run through the house. And, of course, we had a lot of damage to repair.
That's amazing. That long ago, they got some kind of alarm that said you're using too much water. That's pretty cool.
It is cool. I thanked them vehemently because it could have been 100,000. It could have been a lot more.
You're absolutely right. Hey, if you're thinking about a new roof, use a company that gives roofs away. For every 100 roofs Victor's installs, he gives one away to a deserving homeowner that needs help. We've seen him give it away to people that have cancer, veterans. Someone just recently had a horrible accident in their home and they couldn't walk anymore. They needed a new roof, and Victor's gave them a new roof. So if you're thinking of a new roof, make sure you contact Victor's Home Solutions.
Welcome back, everybody. We appreciate you being with us. We do appreciate the fact that you've been with us through the show. If you have questions or comments during the week, remember InsideOutsideGuys.com, or if you're looking for a contractor that you can trust, InsideOutsideGuys.com.
So, Chuck, every once in a while we get emails, and we answer the emails.
Every once in a while?
Too many. Let me just tell people, we answer, I'm not going to say every email, but 99% of the emails. One may get past us every once in a while, but you got a couple of guys that love to stay on top of that kind of stuff. Now, do we answer immediately? No. Usually a couple times a week, Chuck and I will answer the emails that we've got throughout the week. But a lot of times we'll send that email back, reply that, because we copy and paste. Whatever you send us as an email, we copy and paste it right back on, so we don't make that mistake. We'll get a reply that says, this recipient is not available. So we'll take a look at the email and see if maybe there's a problem where it says .con instead of .com, and we'll replace that, and it might come back. So sometimes they don't get back to you, and that's it's on you. You may have a block on your email that doesn't accept emails that you don't know. But just recently we had a gentleman, Mark, that asked about some corn blasting or cob blasting. And we gave them, Chuck, you said you did send back some numbers to him, correct?
In an email. Yeah. Some local contractors. Check your email. It might be in the spam. And people ask us to call them, and we just get too many emails.
Can't do that.
We'll get 20 or more a day, and we can't play the phone tag game with people. We tried it 15 years ago when we first started doing this, and I call you and then you call me back and I'm not available. Then I call you back. And if you take that and multiply it by the number of people we have contacting us, it just isn't feasible. So we don't call.
We don't. And we'll get people asking us, can you please call us? And I'm sorry, but we don't want to block our number. But if we leave our number, then someone has it and we get, honestly, I've made that mistake and gotten calls at terrible times. So please, it's nothing personal, but if you want to speak to us, 888-654-4897 right here every Saturday and Sunday morning.
Yeah. Actually, good call. Wanted to mention to people too, a lot of people, you had talked about if you leave your home and leave the heat off, you know, the consequences. But a lot of people, just this time of year, as the air gets really dry and cold, are finding that floors are squeaking, you know, doors are finally closing that didn't close, you know, back in September. But the floor, the squeaky floor thing, there's a lot of different ways to address those. If they're under carpet and you can get to the bottom of them, you can usually get to them through the subfloor or a floor joist. There's product out there that literally is made to either address that problem from above or below. There are screws that break off that you can put in from the top. You and I talked about brad screws. They're screws with a really, really tiny head on them. And if you drive them into a squeaky floor plank, right in the joint, right where two planks meet, usually in the tongue, you can eliminate that squeak and you'll just have a really tiny, maybe an eighth inch diameter hole to patch. You know, and you can buy product to match whatever stain you've got on your wood floors. So that's, there's a lot of different methods out there, to do those depending on whether or not you can get to them from the top or the bottom. Don't drill through carpet because you'll, your drill bits will catch the strands of the carpet and pull
every
them
time
30 feet away and it'll ruin your carpet.
Yeah, so every
don't,
time.
Don't yeah. do that.
That's very good advice.
Done it.
Oh, I know. As have I.
Jeepers.
Yep.
Make you crazy if you have that.
It really will. It really will. So the other ways, when you mentioned going underneath, up underneath, what about steps? Because that's what people get a lot of squeaks on, the steps. A lot of those are drywall. If it's basement steps, usually you can get underneath it. But squeaks, you're right. Squeaks can usually, if you take your time, they've got a product called Squeak Ender, which will go underneath and actually grab that wood and pull it down and stop that leak as well.
If you're proximate to a joist.
And yeah, you mentioned this
it'll stop a squeak, not
right.
A leak.
And you mentioned this time of year. This time of year, because things are getting so much drier in their house, but we're still getting some emails. People can't control the humidity in their house. And let's just say this: some places, some houses need dehumidifiers. They just do, no matter what. They're close to a water source. They've got a lot of plants in the house. They have a lot of kids. A lot of people live in their house, so showers are constantly being taken. You may need a dehumidifier, and I got to tell you, they're not expensive to run. They're not expensive, and even if you can't hook them up to a drain, because I use a dehumidifier in my house, I change it once a day, and lately, it's been very dry, so I have it running, but I don't even need to change it once a day. Just be clear, sometimes people, you do need a dehumidifier in your home.
Oh, so yeah.
No way around it.
I run one in my basement. I mean, it's hooked up constantly to a floor drain. It doesn't
right.
run year round, but most of the excess humidity will come from your basement or crawl space in the house. If it's coming from your humidifier in your furnace system, then you need
Turn
to get
off.
Somebody out there exactly to adjust that, modify it, service it, because that should never be the case.
So a humidistat, if you don't have it actually on your thermostat, you can buy humidistats and place them around the house. And Chuck, want to see it around 35-40% inside humidity is what you like to see?
Max. And that should be roughly between waist height and head height that you're measuring that. And you got to be careful. You might have high humidity in one spot of the house and you got no humidity in the rest of the house, you know. So keeping that air moving is probably the best first solution.
So if you had, you said max you want to see 35-40%. So if you have 50%, are you buying a dehumidifier and putting it in your house?
Well, I'm going to go back to what I just said. It's going to depend on where, you know, if I measure it in four different places, but I've only got 50% in one place, then I know that I better move that air.
There you go. Yep.
And I'm going to look like you said, do I have high water plants? You know, philodendrons, those kinds of things, you know, will respirate a ton of water into the air. Fish tanks.
There you go.
20 to 50 gallon fish tanks, you know, they'll put it. Some people cook a lot, you know, some people cook for the church, you know, and they're Steam. Cooking in their house like a commercial, like it's a commercial kitchen. And that can be a huge source of you. Move the air.
Good advice. Hey everyone, that's a show. I want to thank Sheriff Mike Bouchard for coming on and helping give us some tips, keeping people safe around the holidays and going into the winter season. We'll be right back here tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. talking about how to keep you safe, healthy in your home. During the week, if you need the Inside Outside Guys, go to theinsideoutsideguys.com, the Inside Outside Guys on Facebook. Because from the roof to the basement, the street to the back fence, if you need it, the Inside Outside Guys are here for you today and every day.
Thanks, Dave Reeker, and thank you, the listener. Bye-bye.